Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
What's up, people? Welcome back to another episode of Coolin' Out.
Hello, everybody.
It's been good. It's been good. It's cold.
Yeah.
How's life been, though?
an emotional up and down, because I had a change in my personal life that I'm constantly reminded about. But I'm navigating through that.
Yeah?
Yeah, through the help of friends and family.
That's what adulthood is, apparently.
Yeah, man.
Just keep navigating, making the best situation out of
something.
Trying to find the right words. Like, searching through my thesaurus in my head.
Yeah, but never a dull moment.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, it'll get better.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how was your weekend?
It was cool. I don't think. What did I do this weekend? Yo, I feel like the weekends just go by like that.
Do they?
Like shit. What did I do this weekend?
I know we met up.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met up Saturday. Hung out some spots in Bushwick. That was dope. Friday, I don't think I did anything. Honestly, I think I just. I didn't. I went home.
Me either.
And just relaxed. Yeah.
Me too. Me and a glass of Chardonnay.
Terrence hit me with the okie doke. I ain't gonna lie.
What happened?
He texted me and was like, yo, I'm out with this girl. Like, you know, she gonna be home at 10. You wanna meet up? I'm like, all right, cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Playing it cool, you know, getting up. Like I don't really wanna go, but I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let me iron this one pants leg.
Just in case.
Until the nigga text me back, ghost.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna talk to him. I'll see him on Saturday. Got me getting up like, yeah, I'm about to go out later.
Oh, you gonna have to answer for this?
What? Got me looking bad in the house. Nigga ironing clothes for no reason now.
On a Friday night.
Have you already told? I already told my girl. I was like, yeah, I'm going out. All right, cool. Midnight comes. You ain't going nowhere? Nah, I just want to stay home with you. Looking crazy as shit. Got him. Oh, shit. Let me iron. I don't know why this past weekend I was like so like just eager to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like to go. I have no idea why.
Like, I know I was.
Yeah. But like normally it's just like, all right, whatever. Like, but like I really was like, yo, all right, cool. Like usually the city, I was like, nigga, I'll beat you in the city.
Yeah.
That's what I knew it was thirst trap. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take that G train. I'm gonna
get- you plotting?
Plotting. Like, yeah, so if he, I got leave an hour earlier. I think it was
coordinate.
It was thirsty. So what time you said you gonna be done, Kev? I think it was thirsty for a move. But I'm glad we just ended up going to Bushwick.
Oh, God, that was fun.
At least. A city night, at least $100.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to Bushwick.
Yeah, the equivalent of what we got, yeah.
Yeah. The quality and,
that too, and the food.
Oh. Wait, I ain't going to put you on black for the pie. I'll just say I saw
I'm going through a lot. I'm going through a lot.
I saw you at some better time Saturday night. When you got that food, I was just like, all right. I said, he going through a lot. It's been a rough one.
Yeah, I woke up the next morning like, shit, I might be good till Monday.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. But let's talk about our event. People, listen up. We got a special event. I know we've been talking for a little while about doing a live podcast, but now we have one coming up, live event in Brooklyn at the Platform in Bushwick, December 2nd from 4 to 6. Make sure you guys come check us out. We're doing it in collaboration with our good friend Carl Folks. You guys should know him. He's been on a podcast like what, 3-4 times
Yeah.
Now? Been on it a couple of times. He's doing it under his brand Free Game. You guys might know I was on the first edition of Free Game with him as his special guest, and now we're doing a collaboration podcast. Essentially, we're going to be, you know, talking about sports, politics, business culture. Yeah, all that stuff that we talk about on the podcast, except live. So you guys get to come out, interact with us, rock with us, ask us some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me anything. Catch me off this, like, just catch me on the spot. Well, off the spot. Am I saying that correctly? It's on the spot.
On the spot.
Yeah, hit me on the spot. And just like, you know, hit me with anything. And we're just going to have a good time. The platform's an amazing venue, amazing location. Mm-hmm. I think you guys will really enjoy, you know, the event, what we're going to be talking about. So for sure, come check us.
Yeah. If our conversations live are like half as good as they are when it's just us, then you'll surely get your money's worth.
Yeah. And that's a fact. We got to make sure. What's the link for the for the RSVP? I got it. It's cooling out xfreegame.splashthat.com. That's cooloutxfreegame.splashthat.com.
Yeah, I'll put it in the app bio.
Yeah, we'll put it on the.
It's in all our bars, but I'll put it in the app description as well.
Got you. Cool. Yeah, it's already in like all of our personal bios, and it should be on the Cool Now bio as well. So yeah, make sure you guys, you know, RSVP to that link, and if you're in Brooklyn, December 2nd, come rock with us, man. For real,
we gonna, got some good cheap wine.
Yeah. Ooh. Legendary.
I will be partaking.
We gonna put you in a. That's the first thing I thought about. I was like, yeah, how much am I gonna have to drink before I get on the stage? Get my mind right. I don't entertain when I'm sober. I'll get up there and start talking some bullshit.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man. But
it'll be fun time.
We got, yeah, for sure. Come rock with us. But we got a jam-packed episode tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So much happened. A lot. So much is happening. And, you know, we felt like, you know, excuse me, you got a nice little Thanksgiving break coming up. So you got time to listen to this episode. Mm-hmm. You got some time. You ain't got no excuses.
About to you're going to want to get away from family eventually. Yeah,
we're about to light y'all up with this episode. But we got to start at what I just saw. We're recording. Today's Tuesday. We got to start at what I just saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw. Kev.
Saw half of it.
You saw half of it. I watched the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to lie. Well, I was tired as hell today. But that's another story for another day. Probably the greatest football game I've ever seen in my life.
Exceeded the hype.
Oh, my God.
It's rare when something this hyped up exceeds the hype.
Oh, my God. So we're talking about the Monday Night Football game yesterday, NFL game, between the, I'm about to say St. Louis Rams, the Los Angeles Rams.
And they wish they were.
No, they don't wish they were in St. Louis. Right? And the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my God. The final score was 54-51. That's like a college football score.
Yeah.
It was like, the funny thing is, it was like, I wouldn't say there was no defense being played, but then there was like so many huge defensive plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron Ronald. Oh my God.
Aaron Donald.
think about McDonald's. A little lightheaded over here. He can't eat since 3. But anyway, Aaron Donald's a monster. He had 2 strip sack fumbles on Mahomes. Then what's that kid's name? Anunoby, the other defensive end for the Rams. He had a monster game too. But then there's also Justin Houston for the Chiefs had a forced fumble that got picked up and ran in for a touchdown against Jared Goff. It was like so much going on, like so much offense. It's like both of these teams have just like very, very on offense anyway.
Yeah,
very young, athletic, like just top prime in their prime athletes.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes are running all over the place. And I'm just like, yo, this game is insane.
Yeah, I caught it after half.
You caught it at the half?
After half, yeah.
Gotcha. So, like, listen. So, it's 23-17 right before they go on the half, right? It's been up and down game. And it's only 23 points because the Rams kicker missed the extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the half, the Chiefs score, the Chiefs kicker misses an extra point also. So it's like, oh, this is how we're going to get tied. It was like everything that could have possibly happened to like make to maximize the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. Was like in the oh my God. It was like, oh, he missed the kick too. It's 23-all now. Going to second half. It's crazy. And even towards the end of the game where the Rams got the ball back, and the Chiefs had three touchdowns, and the Rams were throwing the football rather than running it and, like, trying to get the Chiefs to use all their timeouts. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
When the Chiefs got the ball back with 1 minute and 8 seconds left, I already had tweeted it. I was like, yo, all right, the Rams messed up.
Yeah.
You gave Mahomes too much time. And then me and you were texting back and forth a little too, like, yo.
Mahomes taking that.
He taking that. He got this dub. Huh? Spoke too soon. I think I hit you with the disregard.
Yeah, he got lightheaded up.
Yeah, he just
but he put on a monster game.
Go ahead, talk about them stats.
6 TDs, 3 interceptions,
478 passing yards.
That's insane.
But I ain't gonna lie, he did have 5 turnovers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had the 3 interceptions and the 2 fumbles on.
Yeah.
So still a great game though.
I mean, yeah, look at his QBR rating with 5 turnovers.
117.6. Sheesh.
Yeah, they were pretty even, though.
Yeah. But if you watch the game, though.
Yeah.
Jared Goff, he didn't look like Mahomes did.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely noticeable. Like, from the half that I saw, it's like, Mahomes is so electric. The throws he can make. Like, when that one Tyreek Hill a touchdown where the defender slipped,
and it
was gone.
he
threw his arm on.
First of all, he even stepped into the pass. Like, he literally saw it and was just like,
I don't understand.
And he was like 50 yards down the field, and then Tyreek Hill hit the dude with the deuces, though. I was like, damn. That sucks.
Yeah, the throws he can make.
Yeah, they're just insane.
Yeah, he's golf can't match.
He's
that.
Uber talented. He's like 23 years old.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the
Goff is just in a really great system.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
No. Yeah, I shouldn't say it like that.
He's not as good as like
to be leading the as a 10-1 quarterback would be. You would think
exactly like you would think 10-1.
You see the difference.
They would be like, for example, like the other 10-1 teams. You got Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints, where everyone's like he's an MVP candidate,
If not the favorite now.
Excuse me. Yeah. Then you got Patrick Mahomes, 10-1. Well, sorry, 9-2. Kansas City Chiefs. MVP candidate, but on the Rams, the MVP candidate was Todd Gurley, which was very surprising that they didn't utilize him. They barely like used him yesterday.
12 carries, 55 yards.
That's only 12 carries. You know how many carries he normally averages?
How much?
Like 25. Not just carries. That's a lot. He probably averages like probably around 18 carries, but he's also a dual threat in the passing game. Also, I think he only had 1 catch yesterday.
Did McVay talk about that? Well, actually, they won, but did he even talk about it anywhere?
He didn't, but Todd Gurley tweeted after and was like, great team win.
Ah, you better.
Yeah, so, because, I mean, the media.
Don't start no smoke.
He don't have to. The media, well, he just got paid, so he Gucci.
Oh, yeah, him and Donald. Yeah.
But the media
is
talking about
they
it
look
enough.
For anything.
So, yeah, but I'm someone that the media's talking about it enough so like to the point where, like, I'm sure Sean McVay realizes that he should have utilized him more. Like it's one of them things where it's like let someone else fight your battle rather than you creating a scene for it.
And they won, so it'd be one thing if probably had to talk in private, but they won, and it's those kind of games when you win those.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this might be yeah.
Like I saw McVay on the sideline.
That boy, wow.
He was hype.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know why I thought he was like 37, 38.
How was he?
32.
Oh, yeah.
He young.
Mm-hmm.
He is young. And I'm like, yo, no wonder they relate to him.
Yeah, he turned their whole program
around. He's just living their life. Just, they probably out there clubbing with them. 32.
No, I read an article on him. He is a film rat. Like, he's preparing all week. Like, he goes in depth with it. Yeah. But, hey. Yeah, great game.
It was an amazing game. Phenomenal game. I was honestly like, that was probably the best thing that could happen for the NFL.
Best Monday Night Football game.
I mean,
in recent memory.
Yeah, well, Monday Night Football is like their like. Well, Sunday Night Football is too, but like Monday Night Football is like their like.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
Dominant. Like,
you wouldn't have known it these last their, couple
like,
years.
Thing. Yeah, so it's like this is what they needed, especially at a time where like I don't know if their ratings were actually slipping, but the NFL thought their ratings were slipping. So that on top of the storyline that this game was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but it wasn't because of the field. And they kept making sure they cut to it during the game. Cutting and showing that one bar that was in Mexico City was like packed with the Mexican fans of the Rams. They kept showing that. Like, they wanted to like let people know we have an international fan base. Like they kept cutting to it. So it was like if this was like my my first experience with the NFL or just my first experience in a long time.
A good point, yeah.
I'll be drawn back in. I'll be like, wow. And it was already hyped up as it was. Like, we were talking yesterday in comparison to, like, the Brady Rodgers game.
Oh,
where they hyped that up. They had Jordan. I wonder how much they had to pay him to get him in that commercial.
Yeah, and that game was so pedestrian. Yeah, it was boring.
It was like, eh.
It was boring.
Yeah, I could have.
For long stretches, it wasn't enough insight.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't meet up to go check that game. Yeah. Like, I'd have been like, all right, whatever. This is a waste. But if we'd have went out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have went to work today. It would have caught me slipping for real.
Yeah, I don't. Like, really? What's left on the schedule even close to that? I'd have to look
nothing.
At it. Nothing's going to touch it. I wonder what the next best game on paper is. I'd have to look. But
I wonder who. I'm sure. Because the Saints have a pretty tough schedule.
I know they play the Falcons on Thanksgiving. Because I was looking at the Thanksgiving games.
Oh, that's going to be a
good game. Because my dog Adam Silver, gives his players a break, sadly. That's what I really want to see, some NBA things.
Oh, my God. That'd be phenomenal.
But, I got to settle for the NFL.
But it's also it's not even just that. NFL has such a long-standing history
tradition,
a tradition of playing on.
They would dominate,
yeah. Yeah, the NBA's ratings would probably be so damn low that day. It wouldn't be worth their time.
Yeah,
their ratings would literally probably
they dominate
be so
domestically.
Low.
Yeah, they could put the best thing on paper they have. Yeah.
Oh, Saints got some good games. I don't know, how great they're gonna be, but they play the Falcons, the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a night game. That should be entertaining.
Cowboys is whack. Bucks is whack. And then they play the Panthers, the Steelers, and the Panthers for their last three games. Those should be three good games. And yeah,
Breece come out of this stretch. He going to lock that MVP.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap. I was trying to ride
with him. When my dog, Patrick Mahomes.
I was trying to ride with him, man.
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
He's so entertaining to watch. It's ridiculous. Like I said,
Shannon Sharpie called him Patrick Mahomes boy. My homeboy. Oh, they play the they really don't have any more good games. Yeah. They play the Chargers.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good game. That's December 13th.
Mm.
And let me see what the Rams have last to end their season off. I'm trying to see what would be good. They play the Bears, but that's not gonna be a good offensive game. That's a good defensive game. Yeah, that's it. They play the Bears and the Eagles, but the Eagles are ass this year.
All right, well, looking forward to the playoffs.
So. Yeah, let's see. But, yeah, so, I don't know. It's just a great game. I'm going to leave it at that. It was a great game.
No, phenomenal.
Phenomenal game. Probably one of the best, regular season games I've ever seen, without me, having to, dig deep and overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm living in the moment. I don't care. That was, a phenomenal game. I don't remember the last time I watched, in years, the last time I watched the NFL game and didn't feel – and, didn't care if I got up to, go do something and miss a play or two.
Yeah.
That's how I watch football now. I get up. I use that time to, do laundry, get up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cook during it. I don't care. Even if I can't see the TV, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And come back and just.
Too much dead time.
Yeah, and just come back, sit on it, look at it.
Like, not right. That one. Yeah, and I only saw a half. But it's, so much offense.
Yeah.
So much offense.
It was, so much. And the storylines and all of it, all of the hype leading up to it, 100% exceeded it. They scored 105 total points.
When's the last time that happened?
2006.
Who?
The Bears and someone else.
The Bears, whoa. Jay Cutler's Bears?
Let me see.
Was he at the helm at that time?
Scoring games. Here we go. The highest scoring game was... Yeah. Dumb line. It was Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns in 2004.
What the fuck?
Yep. Who would ever thought, right?
Okay.
58-48. I don't even know who the hell was the Browns quarterback because the Browns ain't been good in a long time.
Wow.
But this game last night was the first time two teams scored over 50 and got that much points.
Which of them failed to make the Super Bowl?
Huh?
Which of the two teams fail to make the Super Bowl? Unless you think they both do. Unless you think neither does. They both fail or they both make it.
Let me see. I'm trying to, because I'm a little, I got to figure out which, it matters about what divisions they're in. The Chiefs and the AFC West failed to make the Super Bowl. If anyone, I'll say the Rams. because they're in the NFC. Mm. And they gotta go through the Saints, potentially the Panthers, potentially.
That's their only loss, right?
The Saints, yeah. But the NFC is just like hard grit teams. Like, and also they play in Los Angeles. Like, those teams only don't travel well because, you know, you gotta go play in the cold. I mean, granted, they're gonna have home field advantage, hopefully, unless they play the Saints, then you have to play in New Orleans. Mm. Even though you're playing in a dome, that shit is different playing in there. Like, that's supposed to be like one of the best home field like advantages in the NFL outside of like the Seattle Seahawks, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for the playoffs. I remember last year, I really didn't give a fuck. I really did not
care. The year before that, I didn't care. And I think
the last couple, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cool. I watched the Super Bowl. I watched the Super Bowl. And even then, it was just like, I can take off a player or two and not be like butthurt by it.
Yeah.
But this year, depending on who's going, I think I might actually be interested in the entire playoffs. I think the NFL... I think social media is helping with this, but like back in the days, people didn't really know. Like, I mean, you knew your players if you were like a real sports fanatic, but now there's like NFL players who like actually like global stars.
Yeah,
like Odell Beckham and some of these quarterbacks are like global stars, and it's just like people are starting to like recognize you outside of the helmet. I think that's doing a good job. Like, that's helping the NFL a lot, just to get more people watching, and then especially if you get people, you draw someone in, and they see a game like this.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
You know what else was crazy?
What?
All that doubt you've been putting on my boy.
Nah, first of all, listen.
We're going to have to go backwards.
Ever since you said Bron was washed. Let me defend myself.
Ever since you cursed his name.
Let me defend myself. I feel like
Bron is watching.
Bron put a direct hit out on me. He said, what that nigga Rel say? He said, I thought you loved me.
He woke up from a what?
He was in his sauna like, what? So last week on the podcast, all I, you know, clearly said was,
I think we taped that last Tuesday. Go ahead.
I said Bron is looking like he's some slippage I'm seeing.
Slippage. Notable.
That's what I said.
Notable.
I said noticeable.
Noticeable.
Slippage. Like, I said I've never seen him get his shot blocked so much.
Mm.
He's not even trying on defense. Mm. I said, it was something else I said. He got shot blocked at it. Oh, I said, why does he keep shooting all these deep threes? Mm. He's missing them.
Mm-hmm.
And to my defense, at the time, he was shooting 28% from the three-point line. He was getting his shot blocked, and he was looking like he can barely get up and down the court.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let the record show that since those words were uttered.
No, it was actually, he had a game that night after we recorded. Oh, no, we recorded Tuesday. He had a game Wednesday.
No, I got him all here.
I had to put a post up on IG apologizing.
Copping, please. Bro was out here copping, please. He said, before y'all listen.
I said, yo, check the podcast out. But let me clarify, this was pre-recorded. Like,
Bron putting up 33.6 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a block and a steal, 57
from the three,
and 71% shooting splits.
Listen, to my defense, he wasn't doing this when I said that. No, listen, I said
just wait and see.
I'm very subjective. I call it as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't look good. He ain't look good.
He demanded more time. That was my only thing.
I didn't sell any stock.
Okay.
I didn't sell any stock. I just, you know, I'm a market analyst. I was looking at the market.
I'm like, I shorted something.
I shorted a little bit. Lost a little bit of cash. Shorted some stock. I lost a little bit of cash fucking around, you know. I ain't loyal. I don't know what the fuck happened. I literally saw like, what was like, what, 2 weeks into the season? And I was just like, you ain't looking too good, beloved.
Mm.
I was like, oh, yo, he ain't really getting up that high anymore on these dunks. And then that Wednesday night, remember they showed that the first game of the season, he did a tomahawk dunk.
Yeah.
They showed it side by side with the Cleveland one. And I was like, yo, why gotta do him like that? He had a dunk against Portland, though. Where he did
with the 44-piece special?
Yeah, but he did the Statue of Liberty dunk. Head was back at the rim. I said, all right. He got that vibranium for real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This makes no sense.
He literally did the Statue of Liberty. And like, literally, his head was back up by the rim. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, all right. I messed up. I stole. I I almost abandoned the ship too quickly, but I did not abandon the ship. I want to make that clear. I did not abandon the ship, but I did walk my words back a little. I got IG quick.
5-1 since you uttered those words.
I was like, listen, before y'all check this out. I mean, it was pre-recorded, so I wasn't lying.
Yeah, but since then.
Nah, the boy, he's on a tear since then.
44-10-9, 51-8-3. Like, come on, bro.
That's not even fair. But to my defense, who are they playing?
Miami with the 51. Portland, though, we put up that 44-10-9, and he dominated.
Wait, go back to Miami. Who's on Miami?
Hmm?
Wade wasn't even there. He didn't even go to the arena to even try to put some intimidation in him. Nah, I'm just talking shit. I'm just trying to, like, win my... But realistically, I'm not surprised that he is being dominant, because this is the stretch I was telling you where they should be winning most of these games.
Yeah.
That game against Orlando...
That record. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
I think they really were jet lagged for real, because Bron he like kind of hinted at that he was a little like exhausted from the long flight from LA to Orlando. But the next night he put up 51, so maybe he did just need to stretch out in his hotel bed and get some rest. They lost
13 to Orlando though.
They lost by 13 to Orlando, but Bron only played 26 minutes.
Pedestrian game for him.
No, so that means that
maybe he was okay.
They got blown out early. He just tucked it in. Not him, but like the team. I'm sure Brandon Ingram and Oldham didn't play that much either. But this is like but I think Portland's number one in the West right now.
They are.
And they beat Portland twice. But
they're
now.
Like tied. Are they like with like three other teams? I think Golden State. Even the Lakers right now, they're like one game back. They're the 8th seed and they're one game back for number one in the West.
They're two games back.
Two games back, sorry.
You're right. It's a three-way, it's a four-way tie. Bruh.
Them, this the can't Warriors.
Stay like this.
Who?
This can't stay like this.
There's really no separation.
This can't
out
stay
there.
Like this. Well, this can't stay like this.
I'm trying to think.
Remember how we just talking about
the Grizzlies in there?
Remember how we just said that before I answer your question? We just talking about how of years past we didn't care about the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
Kev, the way this is looking.
Oh, you tell the good folks what it was.
The way this is looking.
What's our 1-8 matchup?
Portland Lakers.
Okay. 2-7.
Grizzlies and the Pelicans.
Oh my goodness.
That's gonna
my
be,
eyes
that's
bleed.
That's gonna be on NBA TV.
Oh my god.
But it might be replaced by this one.
The 3-6.
Clippers Nuggets.
Oh dear God.
But this 4-5 looking good though.
Who?
Warriors Thunder.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's but that's not this can't stay
that
this
can't
way.
Stay. You Adam have, Silver praying that don't stay.
He at the crib, trying to figure out how,
trying to summon the spirits.
What can he veto? What rules?
Yeah,
he
gonna put a call like, in.
Yo,
yeah.
What? Portland atop. We got the Grizzlies number two. I don't want to.
I don't want to see this.
Let me see. Last year's
where the Rockets? Oh no, you said
Rockets
are
4-5.
Ninth. Who's Rockets are. Wait, who you said the 4-5 would be that?
Warriors and Thunder.
Warriors, okay.
Oh, but yeah, right now, you got the Rockets, the Spurs, and the Timberwolves, who were all in the playoffs last year that are not in.
Timberwolves can remain that way.
Timberwolves are 14th in the West.
Good. Rockets, I need that for my entertainment. Spurs, yeah. I don't know. Who else is it hovering?
The Kings, 9-8.
What
Spurs are 8-8. The Kings are 9-8. The Spurs are 8-8.
How far back are the Spurs from the number one seed at 8-8?
The number one seed?
Yeah, how many games back are they?
Three. It's See, close. It's like,
yeah.
It's like all these teams are just losing to each other. And I don't understand it.
Bron, come on. Take note.
And that's in the West. And I don't know if that's because...
Because you look out East. They ain't playing games.
They ain't playing no games. Bron left right on time.
He really did.
Right on time.
We might be having conversations I don't want to have.
Bron might be sitting out some games. He was still in Cleveland this year. That'd been too much on him. Him and old unreliable Kevin Love.
Hey, they might enter the sixth seed then if he's sitting out games.
See, who entered? You got Kawhi Leonard in the East now. Jimmy Butler.
Gordon Hayward. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. You got Victor Oladipo with another year of experience.
Giannis with a
Giannis
good,
is
his first good coach.
Remember last year Giannis was like, LeBron is so good. I did everything I could and I couldn't stop him. Stop his ass. I was in the shower for hours after the game. I was just so sad. He would have try to put a hurt on LeBron.
Oh my, yeah.
He would have tried to put a hurt
on him. I'm going to watch that, yeah.
He would have tried to put a hurting on him. You got Blake.
Yeah.
Kemba's playing out of his mind.
Yeah, well, he just had 60?
60, and then the last night he had 43.
What's the nickname I saw? Cardiac Kemba. That's what I saw. That's what I saw.
They said Jordan is hell bent on keeping him in Charlotte.
Oh,
before the season, he's trying to trade him.
Trade his ass.
But he don't make that much. Well, he don't think. Well, when I say that, relatively not that.
Of course, yes, yeah, to his peers. Yeah. Not to the commoners.
To the common folk like me and you. I think they signed him on like a 4-year, 48.
Oh, yeah, they got him on a steal.
Yeah, he's like 12. He had that Steph Curry before. Like he's making more than Steph Curry. Steph Curry had 444.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he definitely gonna get the max.
That's good.
If he stay in Charlotte, he'll get the max.
He should go to just spite him.
Nah,
actually, no. They can offer him the more money. Yeah,
only $215 million.
You're right. He did in say Charlotte? He wants to be there.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You're right. Russ
stayed in OKC, but he tripping with that one.
He was crazy.
He's Charlotte on the East Coast. You can go somewhere.
That's when like LA wanted him. It's like, yo, just wait. But hey,
some of them would have gave him his money. But I just
he was definitely gonna get his
money. Yeah, but I just fear that Kemba won't get that money everywhere.
Yeah, he's definitely not gonna get that much. He'll get a max, but not.
Yeah, he won't get the super max.
Yeah, lock your money in Kemba. Yeah. That's good.
Say him stay with Jordan.
Who do you see fall out of this Western Conference picture?
Oh, easy.
The Grizzlies, right?
You didn't even give me a chance. I got the Grizzlies and the Clippers
falling out. Yeah.
Even though
I want the Nuggets to stay there.
My boy, the Nuggets is ass.
They are?
They've lost.
My bad.
They started the season 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
They started the season
8-1, right?
8-1.
Mm-hmm.
And out of their last 7 games, they're 1-6.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, they just been getting their ass.
They're the Pits.
I don't know what's going on with them. But I want them to be in the playoffs.
I don't want to see good. The Grizzlies.
They're good. You don't want to see who?
The Grizzlies, I can't.
Keep
doing your thing though, Mike.
I hate watching the Grizzlies play. It's like one of the worst experiences in my life.
Yeah, if you want to see the rare under 100 point game.
Grizzlies Spurs. Grizzlies versus Spurs. Remember they said
they in the fray. Grizzlies are in the fray.
They used to play in the playoffs and niggas used to cut the TV off.
Oh. Remember that year they graced us in the Western Conference Finals? Jesus Christ.
That was terrible.
Woo.
They had Zach Randolph, a young Mike Conley, and Barb Gasol.
The Grizzlies' big three.
They literally were putting up like 93 points, like 92, 98.
Oh.
Those are some boring games.
Yeah.
Terrible games.
But who do you want to see enter the playoff picture?
I want to say the Clippers might fall out too, mm-hmm. but Montrezl Harrell is beasting.
Yeah.
Beasting. He put up 65 fantasy points for me the other night.
Jesus.
He ain't Kevin Durant. He ain't LeBron James. Beasting. Fantasy gym. He a hidden gym.
I won't know about it.
You check. Well, how you doing this week? Actually, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
But Kev is sad as fuck.
I lost the locker room.
He just hoping I forget about
it's
it.
It's a fire sale.
Nigga, what's going on with these lights? All right, but let me see. I would hope that. No, I mean the Clippers can stay in because they're pretty entertaining with Tobias Harris and them. But as long as the Rockets get it, I'm good. The Spurs and the Grizzlies can be like cannot make it. I ain't got time. I love DeMar DeRozan, but not that goddamn much.
So the Rockets need to enter. And who else? Anybody else on the outside?
Nah, it's the Rockets, Kings, Spurs. Oh, the Jazz.
I heard a lot of hype that I did not understand before the season. A lot of hype for them.
I forgot about them.
I have not seen a good Jazz game.
Me neither.
They getting blown up by them. I always wondered about the offense.
They figured this game out. They figured this game out. The other night when he took 30 shots to get 31 points.
I did see that. I saw that because on Twitter, and they compared that to Kimball, I think, to like 35, and he got 60.
30 shots to get 31 points.
Keep doing you, King.
But last year I was saying that, like, he's not that good of a shooter, and he's uber athletic once he gets to the rack. But, like, when I watch him play, nothing about his game is, like, that exciting to me.
Like, yeah, people. I was reading these preview columns before the season where they had Utah. I'm like, your primary offensive option is a sophomore.
Just him. The next best player on that team is
Rudy Gobert.
And he don't even shot offensively.
Not at all. I know. I would know. I would know.
It might be Joe Ingles. Shit.
Like, a little crowded like, there.
It might be. Wait, don't shit on Joe Ingles. He shitted on Paul George.
Oh, yeah, he did. He took his lunch.
And he kept clapping and he, like, nothing changed. Imagine that.
He really did.
He got this white boy just like, just doing you in.
That's when Bron was like, you know what, forget. Yeah. Don't make the call. It's cool, Magic.
Imagine if Magic
didn't. I'll go it alone.
Like, I'll figure it out. He ain't got no heart.
Joe Ingles wilded on you.
Punk him. I ain't gonna forget that. He let Joe Ingles wild on you.
Yeah, that's going in your Hall of Fame speech.
Oh my. And then in the East.
Who running things?
The Raptors by a half game over the Bucks.
Keep going, Giannis.
Then you got the Pacers, the 76ers, the Pistons at 5, the Magic at 6. I don't know how they got there.
Okay, they
got
to go.
I don't know how they got there.
They definitely
got
to go.
The Celtics at 7. We'll go in on that in a second. And then the Hornets at 8.
Not compelling matchups either.
None.
Ooh, that's those all
sound. The Hornets terrible. And the Raptors, they're going to get killed. The Celtics and the Bucks first round.
Oh, yes, yes.
The Pacers and the Magic pass. Sixers and Pistons might be good too. Yes. Because you know Drummond and Embiid got that beef. Well,
oh, it'd be good just really for
beef.
The joke.
It's just one sided. It ain't even a beef. It's just like someone just punch you in the back of your head every now and then. And then just walking away, you doing nothing. Because it's not even like a beef. Like, and I don't know what's going on. Andre Drummond, whenever they play, he just looks like he really like looks
afraid.
Like Embiid has real estate in his head, like he said. I want to talk about two teams. The Celtics and then the Wizards.
Mm.
What is wrong with the Celtics? They are 9-8 right now, and they're in the 7th seed in the East. Granted, they're only 4 games back from the top.
Still, so you just go on they one. Got you, too you much
just
talent.
One, you just go on one run, and that'd be good to go. But, yeah.
What's their offensive efficiency? How many points per game are they putting up? Okay. I thought I said in the stats.
I ain't on the stats now.
No, I should say like OTG or something. Oh, forget it. I don't know.
I'm not
I saw Hayward one. Just came off the bench in their last game.
It ain't looking good for him.
It's really not. He played 31 minutes and he had like 4 points. I don't know. They got all the talent in the world. They fool me.
It ain't looking good for him.
They fool me, man.
I think it's just too many. Like, they just have too many players.
I do think they do need a little bit more time to gel, and maybe starting them all not the ideal.
Who you bench?
Well, Stevens already answered that.
But then they just lost.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, you talked like last night.
It takes time. Patience is what we preach in.
I mean, Kyrie looks all right.
Hey.
Would you give him a max?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Not in this situation.
Would you give him a max? What kind of team would you be?
That would give him a max? The Suns?
Would you, though, if you were the Suns GM?
Yeah. I need a star. I need stars. I'm the Suns. I need to show Booker I'm serious about winning.
I hate when people do that. Show me serious about winning, even though you know you're not going to win.
Hey.
But you, I mean, I guess that's true. You got to spend the money anyway.
That'd be a nice big three.
Ooh. Oh, Booker, Aiden, and Kyrie? Yeah, depending on what Aiden turns
not
out to be.
Backcourt.
Because Booker's a fucking monster. People sleep on him.
I'm aware.
That he carry your fantasy squad.
God bless him.
Oh, my
young
God.
Young skin. I don't know, though. Kyrie seems to be running back in his shape, though. He just had that 40-point game.
Yeah, he surely did. But I don't know what he did yesterday after that.
That's the thing. I don't know why he's so inconsistent.
A lot of these players are looking
playing with
fat.
LeBron really boosted his profile. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they lost to the Jazz. He had 20 points. And then at the Hornets, he had 27 points.
Okay.
But he went 1-for-8 from the three-point line. But he did have 5 rebounds and 11 assists.
Isn't Tatum in a slump?
Yeah, he has been playing well this year.
That's why I'm always iffy on this hype that...
But it's hard to tell because it's like he doesn't get the same amount of shots they used to get.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn how to play with it. And when I say he's in a slump, he's averaging 16 points a game. 43 from the field.
All the hype I heard about him.
39 from three. 6, 7 rebounds. And averaging a steal and 2 assists. So, I mean, it's a down yet, but it ain't like...
Talent's there.
It's like a natural sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Except that you're playing with... way more talented people where you have a Donovan Mitchell who's playing damn near by himself.
Yeah, he should be abusing the rock. His numbers should be out. Even if the efficiency's not there, he should be like
he should be averaging 25 points a game.
Yes. He is the primary offensive option.
The other night, yesterday, I just played the Pacers. 32 minutes. 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist.
Oh my goodness. Oh, niggas love to hype.
This shit king?
I never spoke.
Oh yeah. Is this shit king? Is this shit king?
Yeah, the Mormons are going crazy down there. They didn't want
they
this.
No choice.
They didn't want for this.
They can put in their hopes and their dreams in a 22-year-old boy.
And he lives in Utah. Well,
man, he a man, my bad. But he ain't Bron.
He listen, all you should be doing is practicing. What distracts you in Utah?
Kev. I don't know.
Maybe people, something I'm missing.
They probably don't even have bars out there. In Salt Lake City. Population of 141,000.
Jesus.
That's a real small city to have an NBA team.
Hey, man.
I mean, but they sell out, though, so.
Hey, they're loyal. Good for them.
But I mean, I wonder. I'm gonna research that. I wonder how popular that team was before Karl Malone and John Stockton.
I never heard of them before. I'm trying to think of notable Jazz players before that and after that, actually. Oh, Darren Williams, I guess.
Yeah, they had Jeff Hornacek was on that team also.
AK-47.
Yeah. He was yeah. Dope when he played with them too. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess Darren Williams, Carlos Boozer.
Oh yeah,
they were always in the playoffs. But
yeah,
they just weren't really like popping. But I wonder like how like
prior to Malone
and Stockton, yeah,
they couldn't be nothing. Like if you go, no, I mean if you go to like the like how 2K does all time teams.
Oh yeah, they don't have any. I'm really
nobody can. I doubt anybody predates Malone and Stockton. Who would?
You asking the wrong person.
You love Utah.
They came from.
That's what I heard. You taught this. You taught that.
You niggas ain't been to Salt Lake?
The audacity.
Oh, tripping.
What? Does it clear somebody we missing?
Pete Maravich.
Oh. Pistol I didn't know Pete. He played for them. Yeah, my apologies.
I think he played for them when they were in New Orleans, though. I don't think he went with them to Salt Lake.
Oh, okay, then. I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, you see, look. I'm reading this right here on Wikipedia. It said, despite being barely competitive as soon as they moved to Utah, mm-hmm. the Jazz drew well during their first 5 years.
Mm.
Yep.
They ain't have much else.
I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, what do you do in Utah?
Let's take a trip and find out. Operation waste some money.
Take a drive through.
Nigga, I ain't gonna be up there. Yeah. I would never be.
What's around there that's worth visiting? What's around Utah?
Is that the Northwest? I hate to sound so ignorant, but like, shout out to all our listeners in Utah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But real talk, it ain't
happening. Oh, it's like smack dab in between Colorado and I need to zoom out. It's smack dab between Colorado. Okay, I zoomed out too goddamn much. And Nevada.
Yeah, if I'm in neither of those respective states, I doubt I'm going to want to leave where I'm at.
So if you ever driving from Denver to Las Vegas, you still wouldn't pass Salt Lake City.
I don't think I'm going to have the energy to leave Denver.
Nah, neither one.
I don't see it.
One, I'd be too drunk. The other.
Hey, man.
I already forgot.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
And that will be visited.
Yeah.
Who's on the outside of the East, outside of the playoffs currently?
Outside looking in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nets. That we need for entertainment purposes, I should add.
Oh. Just the Wizards. Because you got the Nets, the Heat, the Wizards, Bulls, Knicks, Hawks, Cavaliers.
No, you were right. You could have saved your breath. My bad, G.
Just the Wizards.
Is Wall still on that team come February?
Yeah. Nobody wants that contract.
Is Beal still on the team?
Probably not. Otto Porter can't be traded until
December 15th?
Yeah.
Is he still on the team? Is Scott Brooks still on the team? F. Brooks is what I read.
Yeah. First of all, John Wall.
He a gangster.
He's like... But it's also like, yes, he is a gangster. That's some G shit.
So you watch him throw him
but
up.
But he also like embodies all of the reasons why like franchises don't want to give players all this money.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how he looked this summer in that Team USA picture?
Did I?
The boy, he put on 15 easy. He looked like he was drunk.
They reporters asked him about that just this season, actually.
What'd he say?
About going out and partying. He said he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, oh, about Rose Bar, yeah. This nigga looked crazy in that picture. Like, he had one buck tooth. Like, he looked crazy. His eyes were low. I'm like, you really showed the Team USA like this?
That is crazy.
You know he's not going to make it. But he just looks like a step slower. Like, he look like he can't.
This might shock you, but I read he's out of shape. It's may come as a surprise.
I Googled yesterday, Fat John Wall. Apparently, there's threads on this. Like, the D.C. locals and the natives, like, they follow, like, how fat. And, like apparently, he's, like, a fat, skinny nigga. Like, sometimes he's big, sometimes he's small. It just depends on, like, his life, I guess.
That mean if he's staying inside?
And they locked in.
It don't even kick in yet, right?
Next season. He making 18 this year. Next year, 36, and then 38, 40.
No team will take him?
Who?
The Suns wouldn't take him?
The Suns probably the only team that would take him.
What about the Heat? Patrick Riley need
a
star.
Nah, Pat Riley don't pay that shit. That's a lot of money.
I'm saying you don't got a star.
46 years old when he 32.
If anybody could get him in shape.
And he 32. No, first of all, it was like an 8% body fat.
Where is he at? Where were all at? 18?
22, looking like... Boy got a size 38 in the waist. Like, I don't know what he's doing. He looked crazy. But if you can't handle Washington, D.C. nightlife.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ain't no way in hell he going to be able to handle Miami.
You're right. He going to flame out the league. You're right. I didn't even think about that. Right.
With them guaranteed funds?
Yeah, you're right. Mm. Miami different.
That's a different animal. He ain't ready for that.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't handle Rose Bar in
That's
D.C.?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Nah.
That's a good point.
And you're making, what, 40-something million?
Living in Miami.
He gonna come.
Yeah, for his sake.
He be in the game sweating profusely. All alcohol just
coming in the huddle. Out. Like,
what the fuck? I'm laughing because I had those experiences before.
Ditto.
He'd be looking at me. He'd be looking at you like.
Burn the candle at both ends, are we?
Fuck around, take two showers. Oh my God.
Went out last night, huh?
No one else in the East I really see getting it. I mean, I think the Wizards should get in because it'd be like the most entertaining. I saw some trade packages.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Bleacher Report put out an article like the best trade packages for them. The only trade package they had for John Wall was the Phoenix Suns.
Like,
that's the only desperate team that would take it.
Who the Wizards get back?
Damn.
Well, my dog, Free Bill.
It was a pick. Some old people like to make them younger, but people like Trevor Reeves, it was like people like that. Like just people like free up the cap space to make it work. Bill, they had one for Charlotte Hornets where they would get Malik Monk, Jeremy Lamb, who's actually balling this year. I got him on my fantasy squad. Michael K. Gilchrist. And the Hornets would get.
What about a Jeremy team Lamb. That I'd be entertaining?
The Lakers?
Interested. Oh, yeah. There we go.
They would give up Kuzma and Ingram.
It's crazy. And the Kuzma portion hurt me more.
Ingram, and a protected first. To get Bradley.
You can have Brandon. That Kuzma one hurt.
I got Brandon on my fantasy squad, and it hurt me every night.
Disappointed.
You know what? I will sell my bronze stock on that aspect of it. He can't scout talent for nothing. Him is Brandon Ingram.
Untouchable in the summer.
Shabazz Napier. Remember he made the Heat giraffe Shabazz Napier?
He just said he liked him, sir.
He set the niggas up. Pat Riley's still mad about that.
I would be too.
Only player I would say LeBron said that he was nice so far has been Trae Young. He's been looking pretty good. Me look better than I thought he was gonna look anyway.
Yeah.
He shoots some wild threes, but he's the only one that really like looks even like remotely decent that Bron has put me on to.
Just going back to the Lakers real quickly, Brandon Ingram was untouchable in the summer. Will they come back? Look back and regret this.
Facts. They were talking about
Lonzo
second
bad.
Coming of Kevin Durant.
Oh.
And I
always
all,
iffy when you're using these legends.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I bought the hype. Because I remember like.
I did too.
I think I picked him fourth. And I remember just like praying he was still there. Like, oh shit. Like I had, you know, you put him in the queue.
Yeah.
I had him in the queue. Like, all right. And he was there like, yo. And I got him. I'm like, yo, I'm set. I had him.
It's
Jimmy
your world,
Butler.
King.
Jimmy Butler out here putting up 15 points now. I don't know what's going on with my squad, but they don't want to take care of me. But yeah, I mean, Brandon Ingram.
You give up Kuzma.
Who?
And Brandon.
For Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because.
Shit, want to get rid of Lonzo.
He would be the perfect. Third option if you're like planning to get another star in the summertime.
Yeah.
So you have good imagine point. You have KD Bron and Bradley Man. Bill or even
playing
Kawhi
with Bron. Make it happen, Bron.
You get those?
I wish they could just swap instead of Kuzma be just somebody else.
Like whoa, Lonzo Ball? You love Lonzo.
Someone loves Lonzo.
He on your squad.
I know. I'm aware.
He's had some good games this year.
That's just what I want from the number two pick in the
very
draft.
Very few and some far good between, games. Though. Very few and far between. One game put up like 47 fantasy points for you.
He just don't look right with Bron. Kuzma looks right.
Kuzma, he, yo.
Yeah.
He should have been when they were hyping up all damn summer. Brandon Ingram got me out here drafting. Super excited to have him too. Like,
how's Josh Hart doing?
He's been good. His minutes have been inconsistent.
Oh, because of the Rondos of the world before he broke his hand need to play?
Well, yeah, and but the also, like, it's because they have some people who can bring the ball up. Mm. Like, you have Ingram, Kuzma, Bron, Ball.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if for the most part, when he's out, there, it's because Ball is out. They really got a lot of faith in Brandon Ingram.
Trade his ass.
I'm not seeing it. His game is just, like, so... First of all, he's too damn skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets pushed around all the time. It's like either he's going to do like a, he's going to get a quick pick, go to the top of key, shoot that mid-range, or he's going to try to get to the rack and for the most part get bodied and missed.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think of someone who shoots mid-range so much, he'd be good at it. I just don't know. Like, I watch him and I compare him to Kuzma all the time. They'll both finish with 16 points, something like that. Brandon Ingram will shoot 16 shots and like 5 of 17 or something like that and like make it with the free throws. Where Kuzma will shoot 8.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably won't trade for him, but I wish they did.
They might, depending on the offer. Bradley yeah. Beal, Brandon Ingram, and someone else, gone. Good luck in D.C., nigga. But, yeah. I mean, I think that's all we have for NBA talk, or...
Yeah.
No, we have Markel Fultz.
Oh.
We can brush past this, though.
Pray. Keep him in your prayers.
We're going to
pray for the boy. I don't know what's going on. This story gets weirder and weirder. I just needed a definitive piece one day of everything.
Oh, my God. It's going to be the best, like, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Or, like, one of those Uninterrupted. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be one of those.
When I get the alert.
Yeah. Somebody going on break.
Yeah.
All right. Just get up with my jacket on and walk out. All right, I'll be back.
I don't get it. Like, I watched his college highlights, obviously, when he was drafted, where he was drafted.
Yeah.
And then the show, then you hear all these different things. It's the yips. No, it's an injury. He's healthy now this season. No, he's still injured. He parts with his, what's Hanlon? His shooting coach?
Yeah.
And Hanlon still works with the team. Hanlon says he's injured. Foles says everyone's injured that plays. Doesn't really deny it. It's just so weird. And now this, that Brett Brown today is like, oh, this is the first real red flag, he said, for Foles.
I don't understand them. I really don't. Like, you don't play basketball all your life and just forget how to shoot. And then, like, early last season, before the season started, he said he had a weird, like, degenerative muscle disorder or something like that.
Oh,
and that's
no.
why his shoulder acting up, because like, he was, like, losing muscle rapidly.
Whoa.
And his shoulder, and that's why he had to, like, take time off and go through, like, all these specialists and all that stuff. And now this year, he's going to specialists again. And I'm just like, none of this, like, is changing the way you shoot. Like, the other night, he did that weird free throw shit where he, like, did the hot potato with the basketball and then just shot it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
The pump fake.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's wrong with him.
I hope he figures this out. I don't get it either.
I ain't gonna lie, it's hard for me to focus right now. I'm looking like we're sitting in this room with the clear glasses and someone back there fucking some pizza up.
Damn, that look good.
Yo, I'm like, oh.
They sharing that box or is that all for her?
I don't know.
Bro. Dude, I just getting like, after.
I'm like, So I seem a little distracted. It's just the pizza. But I'm back now.
Yeah,
I wanted to, but I'm back now. I'm focused. But yeah, I just overall Marco Fultz. They should trade him.
To who? I guess somebody will talk themselves in it. I mean, he's still young.
I don't want to be like, well, he just need to change the venue, get some new people around him. People mm-hmm. are really optimistic about things when they're desperate.
Yeah, that's true.
Talk yourself into any goddamn thing.
That's very true.
I mean, like, what, $5 million? All right, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, you're still young.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We could change his game. We could help him with his shot.
I'm going to go to the Spurs then at this point.
That might be the only team that can help him.
Yeah, their shooting coach is like very, I think his name is Chip England or something.
Yeah.
He's the one that helped Kawhi change his shot. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be really good. So.
And Pop is good at like hiding people from the media. Like, mm-hmm. like even like before Kawhi went to Toronto, we never even heard from him.
Yeah.
Now he's doing post games and all this other stuff all over the place. That's another story for another day. But
we all find ourselves at different ages.
Oh my God. So all right, we done with that. We got Which one you want to do? Which one you want to hit? We got some.
Get this. I'm not ending with this serious shit. Let's get this serious shit off my chest.
You read this, Kev. You wrote a whole little news transcript popping for me.
Where do I currently? Tekashi 6ix9ine sits in General Pop in Brooklyn, facing a mandatory minimum sentence of 32 years in prison on racketeering and firearm charges with a maximum of life. He offered the judge, he offered to surrender his passport and all the money in his account, which was stayed at $1.7 million, to go on house arrest, and the judge denied him.
He got $1.7 million?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Like four of his associates, they're also in custody on drug charges stemming from the sale of Jesus Christ. Heroin, fentanyl, MDMA, and marijuana. God. It's been a five-year investigation.
Wow.
Yeah. Just been weird. Like, he pops up. He fired everybody. I'm like, oh, okay. Then he's on a Breakfast Club. I'm like, oh, okay. Because through the year, you see all these incidents. Like, I'm aware of all these, like, the shooting at Barclays that they said. Like, these things gone. I'm just like, it's not really dawning on me that, no, people are watching and building. It's just like, it comes. And because this media we live in, and it's not something that I would really harp on, I don't really care about. It comes and goes. But it's like, no, people are seeing all this that I'm seeing, that everyone's seeing. Because it's always an incident. The kidnapping, he got kidnapped, the Barkley shooting, even the video shoot that him and Kanye were at, some people shot at him on that.
Oh, yeah, sure he did, in Los Angeles. Nicki was there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, it's bad to say, but just the energy that was be putting out, it's not shocking. It's sad, but it's not shocking.
That's what I was thinking, too, because I was like on Twitter when I first found out about it yesterday, and I just saw a lot of people like laughing about it.
Yeah, like, I'm not that's doing not funny. That. That's not.
I mean, I'm not surprised. You know, he was throwing a lot of like negative energy out into the world. So I mean, you know, we believe in energy and all that stuff. Negative attracts negative. You know, energy wise, anyway. So I'm not surprised. I am surprised that he got denied bail though.
Like, yeah,
1.7. The government need that. Like,
yeah, the shit out. It was written like a movie. Like, they said the feds arrested him early on Sunday because he was gonna go take a trip and he might potentially see more associates from his set, and they feared that they would try to kill him, so they arrested him early for his safety. They said, but then he signed a waiver. Oh, no, they picked him up for question on Saturday. He signed a waiver to be released. He said he didn't want their protection. Then they arrested him on Sunday because he was about to take a trip where he would see some of his fast associates, and they feared that they would try to kill him. And I'm reading all this like, what the like, I couldn't even imagine the stress. It is not a life I would want to live.
I don't like the stress of like New York City commuting. This thing,
and I got to
worry about people actually coming after my neck.
I was listening to an academic talk because they were actually friends, and he was like alluding to the fact that I guess like Tekashi knew what he was in. Like academic's words were, he asked them, "How do you think this is gonna end?" Like he would ask him that.
He already knew.
So I guess, yeah, if academics is aware the way they were moving, I guess. I don't know. It's sad.
Damn.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that. I guess it's pretty similar circumstances to the GS9 thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got them with RICO charges as well.
Yeah. Thank God. Well, at least Smurda will be home soon.
When?
I'm supposed to get out like next year or so. He got a. How long has he been in?
A minute, but I know some of them got like 99.
No. He's like relative to them. He's
One of them got like 99 years or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Not all. No, Bobby. I don't know. No, I know the affiliates. Definitely.
He said that all, but Bobby. Yeah, he got sentenced to 7 years.
Yeah,
that was in 2016.
Bobby Smurda got sentenced in 2016?
To 7 years.
I could have sworn they said something about good behavior. Even then, to what Tekashi's facing, it's like
the a sentence mandatory. Comes five, hold on, 5 weeks after something. He can be released as early as 2021.
Oh, okay, my bad then.
That's not basically around the corner when you look at life. Shit just comes and goes like that.
Yeah. You know it's not around the corner.
No.
A minimum of 32. That's kids.
The boy gonna get out when he's 21 now?
22.
He's 22?
It's gonna be 54.
54 years old.
God almighty.
With 6ix9ine tatted on your face.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even trying to make jokes. I was thinking like he get out at 55 with all them tattoos. How's that gonna look?
Also, how does 6ix9ine bowl well in prison? Like having that on your face.
Apparently where he's staying is like very notorious for gang members.
So maybe he's protected.
Hopefully.
He what? I mean, he's a gang member. Maybe they, I'm sure they have to have some gang members in there.
But then you're saying some of your past affiliates are trying to kill you. Or maybe the feds are lying. That's another thing. He said, because it was some attorney or whatnot, Lightyear or something. But he was like, he named the people as like ATF in conjunction with the feds. In conjunction with the DEA, because he named their gang and he was like, they were like, anybody that brings this level of violence, pretty much, and corruption to the city has to be stopped. I was like, God.
It's like the rap police.
Yeah.
It's like the rap. I mean, honestly, whenever I used to see him like on IG, you know, I used to be like, yo, I wonder how no one has put hands on him yet. Like the level of like disrespect that he was like giving people. I was like, whoa. This nigga really might be untouchable. That's why I was like, he must know some people for real because no one's touching him.
Mm-hmm. And now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, damn, you just fire everybody? Because they all scream they set. I was like, okay, I guess it was amicable.
That's why I was shocked too. I was like, why would you fire essentially like, you know, your
protection?
Your protection, your family. Yeah. Like, these are your fellow gang members. Like, why would you fire them?
Mm-hmm.
Did he give explanation on Breakfast Club? I didn't watch that interview.
I didn't watch the whole thing. Mm. I didn't watch the whole thing. I started it and now I definitely have
to. Yeah, now I want to know exactly what was said. His last interview potentially ever.
Ever, yeah.
Fuck. That shit is crazy.
That is depressing.
But yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, lighter note. Much lighter note. Oh. Last week, yes.
This nigga say yes.
Last week, Drake's classic, his magnum opus, Take Care, turned 7. And given my mindset, I ran it back Friday at work. Mm. Ooh, had to have a Kleenex. It's such a good album. It's so good. It's 20 tracks with the bonus.
Oh.
And
talk to
I don't feel well with bloated tracks. Even like Views. We did a whole Views episode. You gotta trim something. Mm. With Drake is my favorite artist. Take Care, I can just flow. It is such a nice emotional roller coaster. Cause he said I was reading a little background, because I hadn't read a background in a little bit.
Yeah.
He said thank me later. That was rushed. Like when songs were done, they were just done. He couldn't go back and like lay a new verse.
Yeah.
And it was 40, but it was also a bunch of other people handling it. So he called it Take Care because he was going to really take his time with it. And obviously, him and 40 locked in, made a more concise and cohesive album.
Mm.
And God, did they. I don't even know where to start. The end. I don't want to just talk the whole. You go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't know where to start. Just looking at the features. You got The Weeknd, Rihanna, Kendrick.
All those songs fire.
Lil Wayne.
Andre 3000.
Rick Ross.
Like, I forgot about Rick Ross on that Lord's Nose.
Crazy rapping.
Even the Birdman feature is pretty deep.
That's the thing. All the features work. The Birdman talking, they all work. That's another song.
Black. Kill spray everything. Fucking, we all love him.
Crazy intro. Definitely one of his... probably my favorite outro of his, The Ride.
Hey, Sleeping Alone will have your ass.
Oh, yeah.
On some deep
Yeah.
shit. But The Ride is...
On the regular, it's The Ride, and the bonus is Hey, Sleeping Alone. The Ride is, like, one of my favorite songs of his ever. Look What You've Done. I don't even know. It's just so
Cameras is one of my...
Ah.
But then, you know what's funny? I remember for the longest while I was listening to this album, like, once Cameras, like, faded out, I thought the song was over. So, like, the first time I'm listening to the first time I listened to it, I'm like, all right, let me just go to the next song.
Mm-hmm.
But then I forgot what I was doing one day, but I was letting it play through.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, but the good ones. I I thought I found a new track. I thought a new track was on there. And I said, all right, yo, cameras is fire, but that interlude after, oh my God. Don't you go
get in there. And then that flows into Doing It Wrong. Oh, that had Stevie. God. I didn't put Stevie Wonder was on that.
He surely was. He surely is. What was this, 2011?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Imagine listening to this in Paris. Listen to this abroad.
You're so lucky.
That's quite extra. You're so lucky. Hell yeah, fucking right. That's a prime Wayne.
Oh my God.
The real her.
The real her is my shit.
Oh man.
Marvin's Room.
Yeah, God. And then the Kendrick feature.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Phenomenal. It's my favorite album of his.
Is this, let me just do this now.
This certain, yep.
Mm-hmm. You already know I got to put that download on. I'm slipping.
There's certain days you hear Nothing Was the Same. It's like, damn, 13 cohesive tracks. Really nice. Mm-hmm. But then I hear Take Care.
Let me pass by Scorpion real quick. I love you, but nah, not tonight. Oh, I already got it. All right, I'm good. Gotta make sure that's downloaded for the train ride home.
Yeah, hands down for me, it's his best album.
Oh my God, it's like the most concise.
Mm-hmm.
It flows so well. And
20 tracks flow so well.
I think this is honestly Drake at his peak when he was singing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the emotions that come through this shit. Like, yo, he really had niggas in their feelings, like in their bag for real. 2011, and at that time we didn't know how to deal with emotions.
No. It's like, what is this?
Like, yo, is he rapping or singing? It could be amped up, but then I know it'd be like, gotta go in the back room real quick. Be with your boys, like, nah, I think I should go to the bathroom. Everybody pause 2K, just be deep in their thoughts. This shit will have you texting old people you used to talk to, apologizing for shit that happened. It's
weird.
Oh, damn, my God.
Underground Kings, he ripped. That's the thing. It's such a good blend of rapping and singing. I hope one day he makes an album close to this.
Probably won't. It's like asking like Michael Jackson to replicate Thriller.
You're right.
You see them albums that came after that.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, hit or miss with some of the tracks, but it won Thriller.
Yeah.
Shit was concise.
Yeah, and let me just be clear. A lot of hits.
Oh, so many.
But not like Take Care, where everything just hit. Like, you know, the other albums would be like, I'm really good on this one today.
Yeah, nah. This is like,
yeah.
This shit is fire.
Damn.
Crew Love. Oh, that was my
shit. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Him and The Weeknd works.
And the thing is, it made so much sense for this time in 2011.
Yeah.
When this dropped. Man. When this dropped in 2011, that's when I couldn't deny it anymore. I remember Thinking Me Later was like, all right, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Had a couple tracks and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I fucks with that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what I was listening to when I was abroad. Thinking Me Later.
Yeah.
I was like, this is cool. He was trying to amp this up. All right, cool.
Yeah. Hey.
I can't imagine even being in Paris at a young 21-year-old Jarrell when this dropped. Because a lot of things already had happened when I was out there to begin with. So I need no extra motivation.
Fun time.
We got to make a trip, man.
Hey, I got nothing but times and moves to make.
Anywho. Do some crunches. Get my life together. Get ready.
Word.
Man. But yeah, I mean, I guess all we got for these guys. But we want to talk about Thanksgiving real quick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because Thanksgiving's we're going to drop this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Thanksgiving will be the next day. But we just want to. Just go real quick, talk about things we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Just thankful to have a roof over my head. I mean, in general, there's a lot of people who don't have family, won't have any food, won't have anyone to spend Thanksgiving with.
Yeah.
Sadly, you know, but like in times like this, makes you think about the small things in life. And I'm really thankful, you know, for my family, you know, having means to just even be able to, you know, afford food, just have a roof over my head, have clothes on my back, all of that small stuff. I'm super thankful. For the listeners, obviously, because without you guys, this podcast, it'd be a dud. We'd be doing it for two people every week. Just me and you listening to it back and forth. That would be trash. Thankful for you, my bro. You already know.
Yeah.
My homie, my nigga. Just for everything, you know, your friendship, being an amazing co-host of this podcast, all the work, all the effort that you put into this podcast to make sure that this blossoms and grows as big as it can be. Thankful for all my friends, my family, my girl, everyone who's just there who supports me, I'm thankful for all you guys. I feel like we just don't say it enough to each other, you know, on a daily basis, you know, gets washed away. But this is like the perfect time to just tell people that you're thankful for them, you know?
Yeah. Like you said, it makes you hone in and lock in when it's Thanksgiving. The little things, again, to repeat, somehow being in good health.
Facts.
Having a roof, like you said, being able to spend time with a lot of family. My past love. You, of course. Of course, thank you for your guidance, your help, and for everything. Through the ups and the downs. Thank you for being my sounding board. And of course with the pod. Thank you for pushing, for sharing the vision. Shouts to Ant.
Word. Shouts to Ant. Shit, yeah.
I'm grateful for the Warriors losing streak.
That's petty, but it's so true. I'm glad to see them implode.
Take care and just happy.
Oh man.
Just happy and grateful.
Super grateful. We'll be even more grateful when you guys come join us December 2nd.
Yes.
Please.
Spread the word.
Come join us. Spread the word. I promise you, we won't let you guys down. You guys will be thoroughly entertained. It's going to be great. We got our boy Carl, who's super entertaining by himself.
Yeah.
Super entertaining by himself. Super energetic. So he's going to bring out, you know, the energy. He's going to bring out the best of us. And we're going to bring out the best of each other as well and the best of him. So it's going to be great. We're going to bounce off each other. We're going to talk about, you know, current events, politics, sports, anything and everything you guys could possibly think about. We will touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So please come out, join us, support us December 2nd, 4 to 6 at the platform and in Brooklyn. The address is on, it'll be on our IG pages, all of ours, me and Kev's personal ones. And it's on the Cooling Out podcast page. So, yeah, man, just make sure you guys keep sharing, showing love and support, and have happy Thanksgiving.
Until next definitely. Time, eat up.
Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.